Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad that you could join us today, as well as those tuning in Atlanta at 106 Live. We're glad to have all of you with us as well. As you guys know, every month I always talk about food on this program, and the way I'm able to get around that is I normally have a cookbook author that stops by the program to talk about their new book, and then I'm able to talk about the recipes that I like that I want to try. Today's a little bit different, though. Instead of having a cookbook author, I actually have a chef that's joining us today. Chef C.J. Raycraft is making his first appearance on our program to talk to us not only about his own passion for food, but what it's been like for him to share that with others through his restaurant, but also in life, and to be able to see the way that his food has definitely brought joy to a lot of people, and also some much-deserved recognition as well. Now, if you're just hearing about C.J., we'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with him. But C.J., hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Cyrus, for having me on. It's a pleasure to meet you over the phone here, and I'm really excited to get going with the program.
Well, look, man, glad to have you on with us. You know, and as I said, you know, first of all, congratulations to you, CJ, on not only the recognition that your work has definitely been able to produce, but also, of course, the joy that you've been able to bring people who've been able to enjoy your food either in the restaurant or in other places. What has that been like for you, CJ, to not only to discover this passion you have for food, but to be able to share it with others and get the response you have?
Well, to be honest, it's an incredibly rewarding experience to be part of so many different people's lives and being able to be part of their special occasions, their anniversaries, their birthdays. You know, we've done christenings and you know, you name it. There's about you name the occasion, we've probably hosted some sort of event here, bridal showers, baby showers, and you know, people always remember, oh, we went to CJ's restaurant, or you know, whatever the name of the restaurant was at the time, and we really, you know, we had a great time there, and the food, and you know, food always, and any kind of sensual experience always adds to that memory, so that they remember the food, the taste of it, and the good times, and the laughter, and the experience that they share with their loved ones. So it's always right. A blessing to be a part of such a great you know, a part of people's lives like that.
Yeah, I think that has to be an amazing thing. CJ, I've said to our regular audience, and our audience in Mississippi knows I have done this here where I live, that, I mean, the way you can know that I care about you is that I invite you over to the house and I cook for you, either a lunch or, you know, I have a dinner here at the house. I mean, food, I think, is one of those ways that people seem to express themselves, express their feelings. When did you first discover that passion for yourself, that food was that thing that you really enjoyed?
You know, I had always had some sort of experience in the restaurant industry, dating back to when I was about, you know, 13 or 14 years old, working for cash in a pizzeria as a dishwasher. So I kind of spent a lot of my youth in restaurants. And then I was going to college for business, and I really I found a passion for cooking. And so every Sunday we would all get together. I went to college at East Carolina University in Greenville, North Carolina. So being from New Jersey and spending time in the Carolinas kind of made us a little homesick. There was a bunch of kids from New Jersey. We all hung out, and we watched the Sopranos on Sundays, of course. And we would get a bottle of wine, usually Carlo Rossi, a big gallon of wine, which is terrible to drink now. But, you know, we would all hang out. We'd drink wine. We would cook, and I would cook Sunday dinner for everybody. It became like a very you know, a weekly tradition between a bunch of us, and it just kind of grew from there. I kind of decided that in the midst of my college career that I wanted to pursue the culinary aspect instead of, you know, finishing my degree there. So I enrolled in the French Culinary Institute in New York City. I got accepted, and, you know, shortly thereafter, I was out off to the races and working and cooking and well on my way to where I'm at now.
Right, right. I'm so glad that you mentioned that beginning in business, CJ, because as I mentioned to you before the segment began, this is the problem that I think a lot of creatives struggle with. I know I have done it in the past as well, because we all have something. When you find something that you enjoy, you love to just focus on that. Of course, there is that thing about being able to live and to make a living, you know, and to be able, you know, to do what you what is necessary to, you know, survive in the world. I mean, do you feel as though that background kind of helped you to be able to have a more balanced view of not only building your brand, but also being able to make this a profession for yourself?
Well, I've been blessed with some really good mentors throughout the years, people close to me in my life. And you know, it's honestly still there's times as a small business owner where there's, you know, I'm always the last one to get paid. So there are some weeks where I don't get a paycheck, and that balance is sometimes it's very, very, you know, tricky. So I feel like I feel like if you stop learning, you're it's over, you know? So every day I'm trying to learn and get better and progress in my business acumen, as well as, you know, in cooking and doing the fun stuff as well. But, definitely, it definitely helped in some aspects. But you know, being creative also helped in other aspects, because I always seem to find a way in, you know, out of trouble whenever I get into it. So,
right.
I'm working on just staying out of it from the get-go now.
Yeah. And you know, and the thing about it, though, CJ, is that because of what you've accomplished and because of the attention that you have gotten, deservedly so, you know, for what you've been able to do, it really does give people hope. I mean, have you heard that from individuals who may be looking at you, reading about you, hearing about you on programs like this that you've been able to do, that you have been able to inspire them to keep going and to not give up on whatever their goal is?
You know, I had a friend reach out to me. I did a cooking segment on Good Day New York with Fox 5 New York up here. And I had a friend of mine from college reach out to me, and he was going through some tough times, and he felt like he was, you know, he wasn't at the level he wanted to be at in life. And he reached out to me, and he was just saying that, you know, I was an inspiration to him, and that, you know, things are possible, and he can do things. And you know, I never thought I would have that kind of effect on anybody, especially someone who I was close with. And it really, you know, really made me feel really good inside. And, you know, I try and give back to the community whenever I can. I do some volunteer work with one of the local high schools. I go in and I speak to business classes, and I always try and tell them, you know, I didn't go through the normal route. I didn't graduate college. I didn't do all these things in a normal way, but if you work hard, you can definitely succeed. And I, you know, I just try and get that message out to kids that maybe school isn't for them or whatever. There's definitely other avenues and other paths. Just because maybe the book work doesn't, you know, align with the way you think, doesn't mean that you can't be successful and you can't thrive. Especially, I mean, this is America. I mean, there's so many good opportunities here. We're very blessed to live in such a great nation.
For sure. And I think that is so true. And I think, again, it goes to that point, CJ, that really shows that, you know, anything is possible, you know, if you're willing to do the work, for sure. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Chef CJ Raycraft to our program today. He's an individual who's been able to not only to build a brand for himself, but to have his work recognized. I mean, have you kind of been able to let all this soak in for you, CJ, not only the recognition that you know, the restaurant has been able to get, but also that you've been able to get and being able to build a brand that people respect and look forward to supporting?
Unfortunately, I am my own worst critic, so I kind of thrive on being negative. So I'm always really hard on myself, and I always kind of I seem to find the flaws and everything to try and push myself to get better and stronger. And you know, I'm actually working on trying not to do that, but you know, one battle at a time. But
right.
It has been an amazing journey, and you know, people say to me at times, "Oh, you know, you were on TV and you did this," it still seems so surreal, you know, at times. And I'm very fortunate. Again, I just I've been in the right place in the right time a lot of times, and you know, I just think that it's good to have hard work pay off, like I said, I'm still trying to learn every day and still trying to keep that humbleness and that hunger to get better every day. And I feel like that's hopefully what will keep fueling me towards bigger and better things.
for sure. Speaking of hunger, I think that's a great segue into talking about CJ. You know, some of the things that a lot of us who don't do what you do professionally definitely enjoy, I think, in our way of kind of living vicariously through individuals like you, you know, shows like Bravo's Top Chef, and then, of course, everything that's on the Food Network these days, you know, really, you know, encourages us to, you know what, you can do this, you know, in 30 minutes you can have a great meal for eight, you know, and we're going to show you, show you how to do this. I mean, have you found that, you know, one of the things that you have been able to do is to make food and to make the kitchen and being able to create something that is less scary for people?
Well, we actually just went through a big concept change here. I was a more formal style French restaurant, and then we decided that the area, the location of that restaurant was not exactly ideal for the crowd that was in the neighborhood, so we closed down for a couple of weeks and we turned ourselves into like an upscale burger place. So I, you know, I can definitely connect with that. And you know, there's so much knowledge about food nowadays. When I went to culinary school back in 2004, 2003, you know, it was like the Food Network was just kind of gaining traction. It was just getting, you know, pretty, hip and very mainstream. You know, people like Mario Batali and Rachel Ray and Emeril were all starting to really get, that was when they were starting to get really big. And now it's just exploded. I mean, there's food stuff on all the time. It used to be a struggle to find avocados in places. Now they're, you know, it's commonplace. People know what they are. Or,
right.
Chipotle, chip peppers and things like that were, you know, it was hard to find. Now, I mean, you can go anywhere and get them. So just the amount of knowledge that is spread through social media and the internet and television is incredible. So it makes my job a little bit, it's like a double-edged sword. It makes it a little bit easier and a little bit harder because it's a little bit easier because people understand a lot more, but it's a little bit harder because you got to figure out, well, what can I do now to, you know, push the envelope a little bit further? They already know about this.
Right.
So it's really, but like I said, it's very, very incredible how much that has pushed just the common knowledge of food even further. And like I said, dinner for eight and 30 minutes, you know, which would seem, you know, maybe 10 years ago would seem a very daunting task, but now it's not that, it seems pretty simple. You can watch a show and figure it right out. So,
yeah, for sure. I'm sorry, CJ, I just wanted to piggyback off something you just said because I think it's a great point for our audience here because you mentioned the change that you made, not only, of course, in, you know, in your business, but also in what you were doing, but then also, of course, in what you mentioned about as people are finding out about things, that, you know, the challenge of being able to create something new. Do you think because you are so willing to be able to change, that you are so willing to evolve and to keep things fresh, that is one of the reasons why you are getting the recognition that you're getting?
It very well could be. You know, I feel like in life, as in many aspects of life, the fortune favors the bold. And if something's not working, sometimes you have to take a step back. You have to reflect on it. And then instead of reacting to it, you have to respond to it in a meaningful way. And sometimes the best change is a bold change. So that's what we're hoping for with our brand relaunch. And it's, you know, so far so good. But, you know, we're always always nervous. But I think that's with any risk you take in business. But I do feel like, you know, being adaptable is essential in any small business because, you know, there's a lot of people that used to sell evening gowns and now everybody wears T-shirts. So you probably should sell T-shirts nowadays. You know what I mean? It's just
right.
One of those things. In business, you got to change or die. And I feel like that's essential for you know, sustained success.
For sure. I think that is so true. Again, everyone, Chef CJ Raycraft is our guest for this segment. We're speaking to him not only about what he's been able to do with his passion for food, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you, and then, of course, to be able to see the response and the recognition that's come from that. And another great thing to piggyback off of what you just said, CJ, that I think is again, so important, and that is, of course, I think the people we surround ourselves with. You made a point early in this conversation when I was mentioning to you about, you know, what you've been able to achieve. You mentioned, you know, having the right people around you. Is that one of the things, too, that you think has been a big key for you and making sure you're surrounding yourself with not only people who are knowledgeable but also supportive of what you're trying to build and trying to do their part to make it a reality?
I mean, I think 100%. I mean, you want to surround people – I don't surround myself with yes men. I don't you know, I don't want people that are around me to tell me that everything I say is yes. Oh, that's a great idea. I want people to challenge me and say, mm-hmm. What about this way or what about that way? So that maybe we get to a consensus and come out on top of with a better idea. I feel like I have that a lot in my employees underneath me, that my management staff that are, you know, key to the everyday function of the restaurant. My business partner he's had a very successful oil analytical business, and he's been essential. You know, anytime I need somebody to lean on or have a question about something, he has, you know, a wealth of business experience to just tap into. So having that around, and then, you know, aside from that, just having a good base with my family, you know, my mother, my grandmother, my father, my sister, my nephew, we're all very close. And it's, you know, if you have a bad day, it's good to have somebody you can at least talk to and kind of vent off some of that stuff too. And you know, they give you good, you know, nothing like love from family and from mom, right? And,
right.
And dad. So I think that is huge for me as well, just being close to my family through all these years, and they've always been there for me. So no matter what I did, from, you know, from being a little kid and you know, from a bowling league to being on TV with the cooking segment, they're always there for me. So no matter how little or how great the accomplishment, they're still in my corner and always there to help me out and fight with me when I need them to. So I think that is the network that is there is huge. You know, on the personal side, and then on the business side, I'm very involved with local chamber of commerce, and we have a regional chamber of commerce. I'm on the board of both, and I'm also on the board of the New Jersey Restaurant Association. So I try and stay active within the business community as well, just to keep keep my eye on things and see and help anybody out that might need help as well.
Yeah, and I think that is it, and I think that's why you will definitely continue to grow as CJ, because you're not afraid to be able to do that. And I think that's the thing. Unfortunately, there's so many people who think that if they help others, that somehow diminishes them or keeps them from achieving. But I think what you've been able to do really shows the opposite, that, you know, when you're able to not only to recognize your gift, but also not be afraid to help others, to give back, that, you know, great things definitely can come. You know, talking about the what's next, as you talked about, you know, what is evolving now for you, I mean, how can our audience stay connected with you, CJ, and kind of keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Well, we are on Facebook. The restaurant is now called Butcher Burgers. It's in Westfield, New Jersey. So you can find us on Facebook, like us there. We're under the same handle, at Butcher Burgers on Instagram. So we have some cool pictures of burgers and different things that are going on and different events that are going on there. And I believe we're at Butcher Burgers as well on Twitter. But, you know, the best way, Facebook and Instagram is great to see all the pictures and all that. We have our website, which is butcherburgers.net. And there's, you know, plenty of our menu is up there as well. And there's some really great items on there. And you kind of see what we're about. And if you do, and, you know, for those that are in Mississippi, if you ever travel up to New Jersey, come in and say hello for sure. We do have some Southern style things in there. I have a little bit of influence from living down there. So it might be a shrimp po' boy on the menu or something like that. So you'd be surprised. Maybe you'll feel a little bit of home, even though you're far away.
Well,
which makes me want to ask you a question, Cyrus. Like,
sure.
What would you cook for me for lunch?
You know, what's great? You know, well, I have to tell you, one of my favorite things for lunch is casserole. I'm a big casserole freak. Other than salad, I also love my chicken, my fried chicken salad. So those are my two big things that I have been told I do well. So I definitely love to do my chicken salad. But also, like I said, my casserole, my chicken and broccoli casserole, that's one of my favorite things to do. So definitely enjoy doing that.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm ready to eat now.
And, and I'm glad you mentioned, I want to mention just one more thing, CJ, and then we're going to definitely let you go. We appreciate the time. I'm glad you mentioned your Instagram, because one of the things that I noticed when I was prepping for your segment is not only, of course, are you able to share with us, you know, some of your appearances and things, but also to give us such a, you know, a great snapshot, not only of what you've been able to create. I mean, and that really does show, and I want our audience to definitely go over there, and I'm glad that CJ mentioned, again, it's Butcher Burgers is where you all can find him there on Instagram. And look, I mean, mean, talk about art, and I think that's the beautiful thing. That's why I referenced Top Chef earlier, because I thought about some of those plates, CJ, and I thought, wow, that's something that you could very easily just see on television, you know, and it's great that you're able to share that, you know, with your audience that's able to come in and to be able to enjoy your food. I mean, do you yourself look at those pictures and see them that way as art?
No, you know, it goes back to my negative thing. I'm like, oh, there's like a spot there missing, or this isn't right, or that's not right. You know, my own worst critic. So, I wish I had that optimism and that positivity behind it. I'm really working on that. But you know, I see it and I'm like, oh, this maybe this angle I took the photo isn't right, or this or that. I'm a million miles a minute in my own head, which is, like I said, I'm my own worst critic, my own worst enemy at times with that stuff. So, but it's nice to hear you say that.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that really caught my attention, because I love eggs, is that one burger you have, I mean, with the mushrooms and bacon and eggs. I mean, that looks just delicious. So I'm sure that hopefully that will give people ideas as to what they can do as well. So definitely you all make sure you all go to the website that you heard CJ mention. That's butcherburgers.net is that website. But then, of course, be able to stay connected with them on social media as well. And CJ, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Looking forward to chatting with you again. And when I'm back up in the north, I will definitely be able to reach out to you.
Excellent. I'm going to have you come in and cook some casserole for me.
Hey, all right. You got a deal. You have a deal.
All right. Excellent.
All right, take care.
Thanks
TJ.
So much for having me on.
Hey, we're glad to do it, man. And we definitely want to thank our good friend at Grapevine PR for setting up this conversation as well. And we want to thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with CJ, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.